Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, September the 29th, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News desk is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Gavin, VK7 Hotel Golf Oscar. On medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, on 1.862, Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra, 3670, Dale, VK7 Delta Golf, 7140, Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo, 14130, Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 28525, Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, and on UHFCB Channel 4 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 Romeo Alpha Alpha in Northern VK7 and VK7 Romeo Hotel Tango, and UHFCB 24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Tassie Ham Econ. Innovation in amateur radio. Bookings now open. The program has been finalised with all presenters confirmed and are available on the conference website. Some more of our huge team of presenters this week, starting with Andy N0 Alpha Papa X-Ray, who is presenting on the World Radio League, which is the latest and greatest in amateur radio technology, including cloud-based logging, real-time analytics of your operating trends, and easy ways to share your operating with the world. Marty, VK4 Kilo Charlie, who will be presenting on the Parks on the Air and POTA program, and exploring the exciting world of parks activating and hunting. Our very own Rex, VK7 Mike Oscar, will be presenting on a very rare propagation mode, namely scattering a signal of lightning using novel digital modes. Next week, we'll be featuring more of our vast presenting team. The Tassie Ham Conference is set for November the 2nd and 3rd at the Sir Stanley Burbury Theatre on the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. This year's event is fully catered, offering endless tea, coffee and other beverages, plus delicious morning and afternoon teas and lunches on both days, all included in the conference fee. If you are about on the Friday night, we kick off the weekend with a pre-conference barbecue social gathering at the Reese Club Rooms on the Friday night, and then dive into a fun-filled conference on Saturday and the first half of Sunday, featuring engaging presentations and activities centred around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. Watch the Tassie Ham Econ web pages for more details as they come to hand, and be quick to secure your place as bookings close at 23:59 on Friday the 25th of October, and that's under a month away. And that's 73s from the Tassie Ham Econ Organising Committee. QSL News, and a report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held as at the 20th of September is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have changed your address in recent times, or if you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, and his email address is westyh, that's westyh, at aussiemail.com.au. Herman has been asked about sending outgoing QSL cards. This service is only available to WIA members. Details can be found on the WIA website, and the link is in the email version of the broadcast. Cards should be sorted alphabetically, that's A to Z and 1 to 9, into DXCC country order. Do not separate the country prefixes with paper clips, rubber bands, etc. Rubber bands should only be used to keep a large stack of cards together. where cards are received at the Outward Curcio Bureau that have not been sorted by the sender into preferred DXCC country order, these cards shall take the lowest priority for sorting and delivery to the overseas bureaus. WIA members should be sent outgoing cards to WIA Outward Curcio Bureau, PO Box 66, Boolaroo, New South Wales 2284. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the WIA manager of VK7 Inwards Curcio Bureau. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's EV, AAR, ZAB, KT, TW and OO, all sharing over 40 photos. The highlights were the Evandale Festival of Rail with Lego Castle, trains and stations. Dioramas, including a couple of Tasmanian railway stations from the past, using authentic-looking locos. A US Navy flameproof CW key that was shown on a recent Reese Wednesday Experimenters Night. This was based on a Luftwaffe Air Force design that was in closed contacts to prevent explosions. A control panel of a spacecraft. The headstock of a concert harp. The Norm Beachy Monaro, an Australian muscle car. A 1966 Cadillac. A Norton motorbike. A couple of four-wheel drive Bedford rural fire trucks. Joan of Arc statues from France, a bale of turtles, pet dogs and cats, spiders, Tasmanian scenery including Queenstown from Mount Owen, waves crashing over the top of a lighthouse, a microwave communications hut on the side of a hill, and 73s from a couple of radio heads. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Remember to enable the Transmit FSK ID to send your call sign, and use your own photos or those that are copyright free. 73s from Andre, VK7 Zulu Alpha Bravo. And now news from the Northwest and the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. New F-Call in the Northwest. The club congratulates student member Oliver, who passed his F-Call exam last week. Oliver has applied for the call sign VK7 Alpha Tango Alpha, and it was granted. He has a dual-band handheld and is keen to get on 40 metres. Look forward to hearing from him on air. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30pm on Saturday the 5th of October at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held, and members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and the club rooms are open until 6pm for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests, and visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, your news officer of the NWTARC. News from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30am until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, you can contact Al, VK7AN, and he's on 0417 354 410, and that is 73 from Al, VK7AN. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. We will start off with a quick update of last week's Clubroom Technical Night. This saw the latest iteration from Colin, VK7 Zulu Charlie Foxtrot, of his 3D printed parts for Antenna Creations. His 1296 Megagi beam turned up again, but this time fully assembled and ready for serious work. All elements had been correctly spaced, aligned onto the same plane, and locked down with screws. Colin has now included a secondary fiberglass under support rod to brace the main boom. This has minimised unwanted droop and movement. To stay with his theme, all new mountings, including the vertical mast mount, have also been 3D printed. For completeness, Colin had mounted the 23-element Yagi onto its own Manfrotto tripod with pan and tilt head. This will make field use much easier. The portable and now usable beam certainly caused a lot of interest amongst members, especially Colin's 3D printed, fully functional M5 bolts used in the assembly. Next comes real-world field testing. Good luck, and let us know the results. Peter, VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie, had a recent purchase from eBay, which he brought along. It was a pre-assembled printed circuit board and LCD display module intended to be used for decoding Morse code. Peter had installed it into a clear-fronted plastic enclosure. He also included external connections for a 12-volt DC supply and Morse key. Primarily, it is intended as a practice unit, with the keyed Morse code being decoded and displayed as text on the LCD display. When demonstrated, Peter managed to obtain excellent agreement between what he was keying and what was translated into text on the screen. But my non-practice Morse attempts were abysmal, with maybe only a couple of intended letters being displayed. Well, it's a practice device after all. The unit also incorporated a buzzer for audible feedback of keying, but strangely, when in buzzer mode, the display decoding is disabled. Maybe that's something Peter can work around given time. Now, something from last century, and Stuart, VK7 Echo Sierra, brought in one of his larger commercial inductor units. The inductor coil was made using rectangular profile copper conductor that was silver plated and was wound thin-edged facing in and out. The coil roughly measured 140 millimetres diameter by 250 millimetres in length. It also incorporates a variometer or variometer at one end for fine adjustments. The manually adjusted wiper taps were very positive in their contact connection and were locked into place with brass knurled knobs. The overall unit is substantial and obviously designed for large RF currents and high voltage use. From its appearance and construction, a manufacture date of circa 1950 would probably be a good guess, with its manufacturer most likely being AWA. It spent its life in an AM transmitter site operating on the medium wave band and putting out about 5 kilowatts of power. Thank you, Stuart. A piece of broadcast history and still completely serviceable after probably 70 years. As we are about to recommend daylight saving again, next Sunday, the 6th of October, the next Club General meeting will revert back to being held on a Wednesday night. So, Wednesday, the 9th of October, will not be a Club Technical Night, but a General meeting commencing at 7:30 p.m. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And that's NTARC blogs. Upcoming events. Testnet and Technet session every Wednesday. Testnet /CW course on 3580 megs from 7 p.m. until 7:30. And then a Technet on 3567 from 7:30 until 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club General Meeting, Wednesday the 9th of October at 7:30 p.m, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have items you would like added to the agenda, then please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net no later than Monday, the 4th of October. Our coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, available for a donation. Jota is coming to NTARC club rooms Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th of October. Help from any members or other local amateurs with setup or operation over the weekend will be appreciated. Please register your interest with Peter, VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie, at club meetings or via phone on 0408 805 086 or any other committee members. Now, finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address: news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. At 73 from Stefan, VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. And now moving down the Midlands Highway to the south, and news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. October presentation, Forum Night, PCBs throughout the ages. This Wednesday night is our October presentation night, and it is a hybrid presentation and forum night. We will be taking people through the production, both professional and hobbyist, from the early 1980s through to the present day offshore processors. We have lined up some speakers who can take us through a chronology of processors, and then we will open it up to the audience to share their experiences with designing and making PCBs. It happens on Wednesday the 2nd of October from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed on the Reist YouTube channel. See you there or on the stream, and that's 73s from the Reist committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. October Forum Night, all things about repeaters and beacons. Our October Forum Night is all about repeaters and beacons, the equipment, techniques, hints and tricks, configuration, radios, VOIP, GPS, CTCSS, DMTF, a cell call, talk groups, and much more. We will have a few subject matter experts to kick things off, and then open it up to the attendees and streaming viewers to input into the proceedings. Come along with your stories relating to repeaters and beacons. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, and repeater folklore. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday the 9th of October in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and streamed. See you there, 73s from the Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessments Update. Foundation training and assessment days are held every 2 months. Standard, advanced and regulations license assessments held on the alternate months. Dates can be found on the Reist events page. The final foundation training and assessment day for 2024 will be held on Saturday the 26th of October from 9 a.m. The final standard, advanced and regulations license assessments will be held on Saturday the 30th of November from 10 a.m. For bookings, queries and questions, email reist.assessor@gmail.com. This email is forwarded to the learning organiser, who will respond to all requests. Foundation license training videos. These have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements available on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Additional resources, check out the WIA Foundation trial exams. And that's 73s from Ridge, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Wednesday, Experimenters Nights. Last Wednesday night saw Lance, VK7 Tango Oscar, taking us through his analysis of the logs of Steve, VK7 Oscar, and Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, who are the other two members of Team TOTWOO, who took out the team section of the 2024 Remembrance Day contest. We showed some band and the timeline charts supporting what Lance was talking about. Lance decided to operate CW, however conditions were poor and there were less CW operators around. Lance outlined his strategy and his novel headphone switching. Justin, VK7TW, reminded viewers about Martin, VK7 Golf November's contesting principle. It's all about the time you spend with your bum on the seat making contacts. Justin, VK7TW, then showed some more of his Morse key collection, starting with a Marconi Marine 365A ship key from MIMC/AWA. We then showed a US Navy flameproof CTE 2600 3A key mounted on a large piece of heavy steel, and we finished with a Raquel Clansman small knee or arm Morse key. There was a quick update on the Arduino GPS Speedo project, with all boards now mounted on a purpose-built PCB. The Tassie Ham Econ program has been released, and there were three presenters outlined. We finished the night with space, weather and future events, and the Wednesday Experimenters Group nights go into recess for a few weeks until Wednesday the 17th of October. See you there or on the stream. 73s from Justin, VK7TW. And now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net daily on 3640, commences at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAAF. No, that's not right. On the North-South link on VK7RAF/VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG, and in the South, VK7RAF, using a CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q65-60 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Room Queen's Domain. Reist WAGS Wednesday experimenters group from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 till 12, midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, TestNet and TechNet, sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet CW course on 3580 MHz from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until about 8:30 p.m. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. till noon in the Rochelieu club rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres VK7RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net on 144.190 USB, or upper sideband. Events, Reist, October the 2nd, PCBs throughout the ages, hybrid presentation and forum style from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming. NWTARC, October the 5th, club meeting at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, from 1:30 p.m. VK7, October the 6th, daylight savings, clocks go forward 1 hour. NTARC, October the 9th, club general meeting from 7:30 p.m. in the NTARC club rooms, Rochelieu Scout Hall, Archer Street and Rochelieu. Reist, October the 9th, All Things Repeaters and Beacons Forum from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms and streaming. VK and Worldwide, October the 20th and 21st, JOTA and JOTI. VK, November the 2nd and the 3rd, Tassie Ham Conference, Innovation in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader is Peter, VK7PD. Repeaters reached NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, VK7 Juliet Hotel and VK7 Delta Charlie. 160 metres, VK7 Golf Sierra. 80 metres, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. 40 metres, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. 20 metres, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. 10 metres, VK7 Delta Golf. UHFCB 24, VK7 FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 Hotel Golf Oscar. A huge thank you to all the people and organisations that have assisted with this broadcast. And that wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA and the Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHFCB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency that you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo, wishing you 73s, stay safe and have a fantastic week.